Chapter 6. Be in shape to drive vision. Vision. New Mexico requires that you pass a vision test before you get a driver license. This test measures that you have at least 20/40 vision in at least one eye, with or without corrective lenses. Other important aspects of vision are side vision. You need to see out the corner of your eye. This lets you spot vehicles and other potential trouble on either side of you while you look ahead. You also must use your side mirrors and glance to the side if necessary. Judging distances and speeds. Even if you can see clearly, you still may not be able to judge distances or speeds very well. Many people have problems judging distances and speeds. It is especially important in knowing how far you are from other vehicles and judging safe gaps when merging and when passing on two-lane roads, or when judging the speed of a train before crossing tracks safely. Night vision. Some drivers have problems with glare while driving at night, especially with the glare of oncoming headlights. If you have problems seeing at night, don't drive more than is necessary and be very careful when you do. If you need to wear glasses or contact lenses for driving, remember to always wear them when you drive. Avoid using dark glasses or tinted contact lenses at night, even if you think they help with glare. The problem is that they cut down the light that you need to see clearly. Fatigue. You cannot drive as safely when you are tired. You do not see as well, nor are you as alert. It takes you more time to make decisions and you do not always make good decisions. You can be more irritable and can get upset more easily. When you are tired, you could fall asleep behind the wheel and crash, injuring or killing yourself or others. There are things you can do to help from getting tired on a long trip. Try to get a normal night's sleep before you leave. Do not leave on a trip if you are already tired. Plan your trips so you can leave when you are rested. Do not take any medicine that can make you drowsy. Eat lightly. Do not eat a large meal before you leave. Some people get sleepy after they eat a big meal. Take breaks. Stop every hour or so or when you need to. Walk around. Get some fresh air and have some coffee, soda, or juice. The few minutes spent on a rest break can save your life. Plan for plenty of time to complete your trip safely. Never drive if you are sleepy. It is better to stop and sleep for a few hours than to take a chance thinking you can stay awake. If possible, switch driving tasks with another driver so you can sleep while they drive. Drinking and driving. Alcohol is involved in about 40% of the traffic crashes in which someone is killed. Do not drink and drive. People who drive after drinking risk heavy fines, higher insurance rates, loss of license, and jail sentences. Why is drinking and driving so dangerous? Alcohol reduces all of the important skills you need to drive safely. Alcohol goes from your stomach into your blood and to all parts of your body. It reaches your brain in 20 to 40 minutes. Alcohol affects those areas of your brain that control judgment and skill. This is one reason why drinking alcohol is so dangerous. It affects your judgment and reduces your ability to know when to stop drinking. Alcohol puts good judgment on hold. You do not know when you have had too much to drink until it is too late. It is a little like a sunburn. By the time you feel it, it is already too late. Alcohol slows your reflexes and reaction time, reduces your ability to see clearly, and makes you less alert. As the amount of alcohol in your body increases, your judgment worsens and your skills decrease. You will have trouble judging distances, speeds, and the movement of other vehicles. You will also have trouble controlling your vehicle. Effects of alcohol. There is no safe amount of alcohol. Even one drink of alcohol can affect your driving. With two or more drinks in your bloodstream, you are impaired and could be arrested. An alcohol drink is 1.5 ounces of 80 proof liquor, one shot glass, straight or with a mixer, 12 ounces of beer, a regular size can, bottle, or glass, or a 5 ounces glass of wine. Specialty drinks can have more alcohol in them and are the same as having several normal drinks. Your body gets rid of one alcoholic drink per hour. There is no way to sober up quickly. Coffee, fresh air, exercise, or cold showers will not help. Time is the only thing that will sober you up. If you are going to a social situation where alcohol will be served, Use a designated driver or use public transportation or a cab, if available. Alcohol and the law. You are not allowed to buy alcohol, consume alcohol, or be in possession of alcohol unless you are 21 years of age. If you are arrested for drinking and driving, the penalties are severe. You can be arrested for driving with a blood alcohol content, BAC, of 0.08% or more. In New Mexico, if you are under 21, you also can be arrested for BAC at 0.02%. BAC is the percentage of alcohol in your blood and is usually determined by a breath, blood, or urine test. If a police or traffic officer asks you to take a BAC test and refuse to do so, you can lose your driver license for 1 year. If you are found guilty of DWI and it is your first conviction, you will pay stiff fines and court costs, and you could be sentenced to jail. You will also be ordered to treatment and to install an ignition interlock device on your vehicle. MVD has the authority to revoke your driver's license. Subsequent DWI convictions will result in increased fines, more jail time, and a longer license revocation. Any DWI conviction will remain on your driving record for 25 years. Other drugs and driving. Besides alcohol, there are many other drugs that can affect a person's ability to drive safely. These drugs can have effects like those of alcohol, or even worse. This is true of many prescription drugs and even many of the drugs you can buy without a prescription. Drugs taken for headaches, colds, hay fever, or other allergies or those to calm nerves can make a person drowsy and affect their driving. PEP pills, uppers, and diet pills can make a driver feel more alert for a short time. Later, however, they can cause a person to be nervous, dizzy, unable to concentrate, and they can affect your vision. Other prescription drugs can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. Driving under the influence of any drug that makes you drive unsafely is against the law. If you are driving, check the label before you take a drug for warnings about its effect. If you are not sure it is safe to take the drug and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Never drink alcohol while you are taking other drugs. These drugs could multiply the effects of alcohol or have additional effects of their own. These effects not only reduce your ability to be a safe driver but also could cause serious health problems, even death. Illegal drugs are not good for your health and affect your ability to be a safe driver. For example, studies have shown that people who use marijuana make more mistakes, have more trouble adjusting to glare, and get arrested for traffic violations more than other drivers. Health. Many health problems can affect your driving: a bad cold, infection, or virus. Even little problems like a stiff neck, a cough, or a sore leg can affect your driving. If you are not feeling well and need to go somewhere, let someone else drive. Some conditions can be very dangerous. In New Mexico, drivers who have epilepsy, diabetes, adverse heart conditions, and other medical problems are required to send the Motor Vehicle Division periodic medical statements signed by their physicians. Consult the Motor Vehicle Division for more information. Epilepsy. People with epilepsy should have frequent checkups, practice careful management of medicine, and be stable and seizure-free for a 6-month period before being issued a driver's license. Diabetes. Diabetics who take insulin should not drive when there is any chance of an insulin reaction, blackout, convulsion, or shock. Such a situation could result from skipping a meal or snack or from taking the wrong amount of insulin. It also might be a good idea to have someone else drive for you during times when your doctor is adjusting your insulin dosage. If you have diabetes, you also should have your eyes checked regularly for possible night blindness or other vision problems. Heart condition. People with heart diseases, high blood pressure, or circulation problems are those in danger of a blackout, fainting, or a heart attack should not get behind the wheel. If you are seeing a doctor for a heart condition, ask if the condition could affect your driving safely. Emotions. Emotions can affect safe driving. You may not be able to drive well if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, angry, or depressed. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off. If necessary, take a short walk, but stay off the road until you have calmed down. If you are worried, down, or are upset about something, try to keep your mind on your driving. Some find listening to the radio helps. Cellular phone usage. Be especially careful if you must use a cell phone while in your vehicle. dialing, or even just talking on a cell phone, can be a dangerous distraction from safe driving. Pull over to the side of the road to place or take a call whenever possible. Also remember that it is illegal in some towns to use a cell phone while driving unless you are using a hands-free device. Emergencies. All drivers sooner or later will find themselves in an emergency situation. If you are prepared, you may be able to prevent any serious outcomes. Vehicle emergencies. There is always a chance of a vehicle problem while driving. You should follow the recommended maintenance schedule listed in the vehicle owner's manual. Following these preventive measures greatly reduces the chance your vehicle will have a problem. Possible vehicle failures and what you can do if they happen are listed below. Brake failure. If your brakes stop working, pump the brake pedal several times. This will often build up enough brake pressure to allow you to stop. If that does not work, use the parking brake. Pull on the parking brake handle slowly so you will not lock the rear wheels and cause a skid. Be ready to release the brake if the vehicle does start to skid. If that does not work, start shifting to lower gears and look for a safe place to slow to a stop. Make sure the vehicle is off the roadway. Do not drive the vehicle without brakes. Tire blowout. If a tire suddenly goes flat, hold the steering wheel tightly and keep the vehicle going straight. Slow down gradually. Take your foot off the gas pedal and use the brakes lightly. Do not stop on the road if at all possible. Pull off the road in a safe place. Power failure. If the engine dies while you are driving, keep a strong grip on the steering wheel. Be aware that the steering may be difficult to turn, but you can turn it. Pull off the roadway. The brakes will still work, but you may have to push very hard on the brake pedal. Headlight failure. If your headlights suddenly go out, try the headlight switch a few times. If that does not work, put on the emergency flashers, turn signals or fog lights if you have them. Pull off the road as soon as possible. Gas pedal sticks. The motor keeps going faster and faster. Keep your eyes on the road. Quickly shift to neutral. Pull off the road when safe to do so. Turn off the engine. Avoiding collisions. When it looks like a collision may happen, many drivers panic and fail to act. In avoiding a collision, drivers have three options: stop, turn, or speed up. Stopping quickly. Many newer vehicles have an ABS, anti-lock braking system. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. The ABS system will allow you stop without skidding. In general, if you need to stop quickly with ABS, if you have an anti-lock braking system and you need to stop quickly, press on the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep pressing on it. You might feel the brake pedal pushing back when the ABS is working. Do not let up on the brake pedal. The ABS system will only work with the brake pedal pushed down. Without ABS, if you must stop quickly and you do not have an anti-lock braking system, you can cause the vehicle to go into a skid if you brake too hard. Apply the brakes as hard as you can without locking them. If the brakes lock up, you will feel the vehicle start to skid. Quickly let up on the brake pedal. As soon as the vehicle stops skidding, push down on the brake pedal again. Keep doing this until the vehicle has stopped. Turning quickly. In most cases, you can turn the vehicle quicker than you can stop it. You should consider turning in order to avoid a collision. Make sure you have a good grip with both hands on the steering wheel. Once you have turned away or changed lanes, you must be ready to keep the vehicle under control. Always steer in the direction you want the vehicle to go. With ABS, one aspect of having ABS is that you can turn your vehicle while braking without skidding. This is very helpful if you must turn and stop or slow down. Without ABS, if you do not have ABS, you must use a different procedure to turn quickly. You should step on the brake pedal, then let up and turn the steering wheel. Braking will slow the vehicle, put more weight on the front tires, and allow for a quicker turn. Do not lock up the front wheels while braking or turn so sharply that the vehicle can only plow ahead. speeding up. Sometimes it is best or necessary to speed up to avoid a collision. This may happen when another vehicle is about to hit you from the side or from behind and there is room to the front of you to get out of danger. Be sure to slow down once the danger has passed. Dealing with skids. Any road that is safe under normal conditions can be dangerous when it is wet or has snow or ice on it. High speeds under normal conditions also increase the possibility of a skid if you must turn or stop suddenly. Skids are caused when the tires can no longer grip the road. As you cannot control a vehicle when it is skidding, it is best not to cause your vehicle to skid in the first place. Skids are caused by drivers traveling too fast for conditions. If your vehicle begins to skid, stay off the brake. Until the vehicle slows, your brakes will not work and could cause you to skid more. Steer. Turn the steering wheel in the direction you want the vehicle to go. As soon as the vehicle begins to straighten out, turn the steering wheel back the other way. If you do not do so, your vehicle may swing around in the other direction and you could start a new skid. Continue to steer. Continue to correct your steering, left and right, until the vehicle is again moving down the road under your control. Protect yourself in collisions. You may not always be able to avoid a collision. Try everything you can to keep from getting hit. If nothing works, try to lessen any injuries that could result from the crash. The most important thing you can do is to use your lap and shoulder belts. Besides your safety belts, there are a couple of other things that could help prevent more serious injuries. Hit from the rear. If your vehicle is hit from the rear, your body will be thrown backwards. Press yourself against the back of your seat and put your head against the head restraint. Be ready to apply your brakes so that you will not be pushed into another vehicle. Hit from the side. If your vehicle is hit from the side, your body will be thrown towards the side that is hit. Your lap and shoulder belts are needed to help keep you behind the wheel. Get ready to steer or brake to prevent your vehicle from hitting something else. Hit from the front. If your vehicle is about to be hit from the front, it is important to try and have a glancing blow rather than being struck head-on. This means that if a collision is going to happen, you should try to turn the vehicle. At worst, you hit with a glancing blow. You might miss it. If your vehicle has an airbag, it will inflate. It also will deflate following the crash, so be ready to prevent your vehicle from hitting something else. You must use your lap and shoulder belts to keep you behind the wheel and to protect you if your vehicle has a second crash. Accidents and the financial responsibility law. Do not stop at an accident unless you are involved or if emergency help has not yet arrived. Keep your attention on your driving and keep moving, watching for people who might be in or near the road. Never drive to the scene of an accident, fire or other disaster just to look. You may block the way for police, firefighters, ambulances, tow trucks and other rescue vehicles. If you are involved in an accident, you must stop. If you are involved in an accident with a parked vehicle, you must try and locate the owner. You may want to carry a basic vehicle emergency kit. These kits have emergency flares, first aid supplies and basic tools. At the accident scene, stop your vehicle at or near the accident site. If your vehicle can move, get it off the road so that it does not block traffic or cause another crash. Do not stand or walk in traffic lanes. You could be struck by another vehicle. Turn off the ignition of wrecked vehicles. Do not smoke around wrecked vehicles. Fuel could have spilled and fire is a real danger. If there are power lines down with wires in the road, do not go near them. Make sure that other traffic will not be involved in the crash. Use flares or other warning devices to alert traffic of the accident. If someone is injured, get help. Make sure the police and emergency medical or rescue squad have been called. If there is a fire, tell this to the police when they are called. Do not move the injured unless they are in a burning vehicle or in other immediate danger of being hit by another vehicle. Moving a person can make their injuries worse. First, help anyone who is not already walking and talking. Check for breathing, then check for bleeding. If there is bleeding, apply pressure directly on the wound with your hand or with a cloth. Even severe bleeding can almost always be stopped or slowed by putting pressure on the wound. Do not give injured persons anything to drink, not even water. To help prevent an injured person from going into shock, cover them with a blanket or coat to keep them warm. Report the accident. Get the names and addresses of all people involved in the accident and any witnesses, including injured persons. Exchange information with other drivers involved in the crash. Name, address, driver license number, vehicle information, license plate, make, model and year of vehicle, and insurance company and policy number if available. Record any damage to the vehicles involved in the crash. Provide information to the police or other emergency officials if requested. Should the accident involve a parked vehicle, try to find the owner. If you cannot, leave a note in a place where it can be seen with information on how the owner can reach you and the date and time of the accident. Financial Responsibility Law, 66-5-205-208. Motor Vehicle Insurance. Everyone who operates a motor vehicle in New Mexico must have a motor vehicle liability insurance policy. The Mandatory Financial Responsibility Act requires that proof of such insurance be carried in the vehicle at all times. The law specifies that you must carry a minimum amount of coverage to enable you to pay for damages arising because of motor vehicle accidents. Minimum amounts: $25,000 bodily injury to or death of one person in any on accident. $50,000 bodily injury to or death of two or more persons in any one accident. $10,000 injury to or destruction of property of others in any one accident. Failure to have insurance could result in non-issuance or suspension of your vehicle registration, and surrender of the license plates, as well as possible criminal penalties. Motorcycles. Passing. Ride in the left portion of the lane at a safe following distance to increase your line of sight and make you more visible. When you are ready to pass, signal and check for oncoming traffic. Use your mirrors and turn your head to look for traffic behind. Move into the left lane and accelerate. Select a lane position that doesn't crowd the car you are passing and provides space to avoid hazards in your lane. Ride through the blind spot as quickly possible. Signal again, and complete mirror and head checks before returning to your original lane. Remember, passing must be completed within posted speed limits, and only where permitted. Know your signs and road markings. Cars alongside. Do not ride next to cars or trucks in other lanes if you do not have to. You might be in the blind spot of a car in the next lane, which could switch into your lane without warning. Cars in the next lane also block your escape if you come upon danger in your own lane. Speed up or drop back to find a place clear of traffic on both sides. Braking. Your motorcycle has two brakes, one each for the front and rear wheel. Use both of them at the same time. The front brake is more powerful and can provide as much as 3/4 of your total stopping power. The front brake is safe to use if you use it properly. Remember, use both brakes every time you slow or stop. Using only the rear brake for normal stops will not permit you to develop the habit or skill of using the front brake properly in an emergency. Squeeze the front brake and press down on the rear. Grabbing at the front brake or jamming down on the rear can cause the brake to lock, resulting in control problems. Apply both brakes at the same time. The sooner you apply the front brake, the sooner it will start slowing you down. If you know the technique, using both brakes in a turn is possible, although it should be done very carefully. When leaning the motorcycle, some of the traction is used for cornering. Less traction is available for stopping. A skid can occur if you apply too much brake. Also, using the front brake incorrectly on a slippery surface may be hazardous. Some motorcycles have integrated braking systems that link the front and rear brakes together by applying the rear brake pedal. Consult the owner's manual for detailed explanation on the operation and effective use of these systems. Passing parked cars. When passing parked cars, stay toward the left of your lane. You can avoid problems caused by doors opening, drivers getting out of cars, or people stepping from between cars. If oncoming traffic is present, it is usually best to remain in the center lane position to maximize your space cushion. A bigger problem can occur if the driver pulls away from the curb without checking for traffic behind. Even if he does look, he may fail to see you. In either event, the driver might cut into your path. Slow down or change lanes to make room for someone cutting in. Cars making a sudden U-turn are the most dangerous. They may cut you off entirely, blocking the whole road and leaving you with no place to go. Since you cannot tell what a driver will do, get the driver's attention. Sound your horn and continue with caution. Lane sharing. Cars and motorcycles need a full lane to operate safely. Lane sharing is usually prohibited. Riding between rows of stopped or moving cars in the same lane can leave you vulnerable to the unexpected. A hand could come out of a window. A door could open. A car could turn suddenly. Discourage lane sharing by others. Keep a center of the lane position whenever drivers might be tempted to squeeze by you. Drivers are most tempted to do this in heavy, bumper-to-bumper traffic, if they want to pass you, when you are preparing to turn at an intersection, or when you are getting in an exit lane or leaving a highway. Lane positions. In some ways, the size of the motorcycle can work to your advantage. Your lane position to increase your ability to see. Protect you lane from other drivers and allow you to be seen. Communicate your intentions. Avoid others' blind spots. Avoid wind blast from other vehicles. Avoid surface hazards. Provide an escape route. Select the appropriate path to maximize your space cushion and make yourself more easily seen by others on the road. In general, there is no single best position for riders to be seen and to maintain a space cushion around the cycle. No portion of the lane need be avoided, including the center. If hazardous conditions exist on both sides of you, the center of the lane is usually your best choice. The center of a lane can be oily. It collects the drippings from cars, particularly at intersections. This strip is usually no more than 2 feet wide. You can operate to the left or right of the grease strip and still be within your traffic lane. Unless the road is wet, the average center strip permits adequate traction to ride on safely. Avoid riding on big buildups of oil and grease that are usually found at very busy intersections or toll booths. Ride in the portion of the lane where you are most likely to be seen. Depending on the traffic situation, move to the portion of the lane where it will be difficult for other drivers to miss seeing you. Signals. The signals on a motorcycle are similar to those on a car. However, due to a rider's added vulnerability, signals are even more important. They tell others what you plan to do. Use them anytime you plan to change lanes. Use them even though you think no one else is around. It's the car you don't see that is going to give you the most trouble. Your signal lights also make you easier to spot. When you enter onto a freeway, drivers approaching from behind are more likely to see your signal blinking and make room for you. Turning your signal light on before each turn reduces confusion and frustration for the traffic around you. Once you turn, make sure your signal is off or a driver may pull directly into your path, think you plan to turn again. Use your signals at every turn so drivers can react accordingly. Do not make them guess what you intend to do. Helmet requirements. New Mexico law requires all motorcycle drivers and passengers under 18 years old to wear a helmet. However, it is recommended that ALL motorcycle drivers and passengers wear a helmet. Whichever style you choose, you can get the most protection by making sure that the helmet 1. Meets U.S. Department, DOT, standards. Helmets with labels from the American National Standards Institute, ANSI, or the Snell Memorial Foundation give you an added assurance of quality. 2. Fits snugly, all the way around, and 3. Has no obvious defects such as cracks, loose padding or frayed straps. Whatever helmet you decide on, keep it securely fastened on your head when you ride. Using your mirrors. Traffic conditions can change quickly. Your need to know what is going on behind you can help you make a safe decision about how to handle trouble ahead. Frequent mirror checks should be part of your normal scanning routine. Make a special point of using your mirrors when you are stopped at an intersection. Watch cars coming up from behind. If the driver isn't paying attention, he could be on top of you before he sees you. Before you change lanes, make sure no one is about to pass you. Before you slow down, The driver behind may not expect you to slow, or may be unsure about where you will slow. For example, you signal a turn and the driver thinks you plan to turn at a distant intersection, rather than at a nearer driveway. Most motorcycles have rounded, convex, mirrors. These provide a wider view of the road behind than flat mirrors do. They also make cars seem farther away than they really are. If you are not used to convex mirrors, get familiar with them. Practice with your mirrors until you become a good judge of distance. Even then, allow extra distance before you change lanes. Riding at night. At night, it is harder for you to see and to be seen. To compensate, you should reduce your speed. Ride even slower than you would during the day, particularly on roads you don't know well. This will increase your chances of avoiding a hazard. Increase distance. Distances are harder to judge at night than during the day. Your eyes rely on shadows and light contrasts to determine how far away an object is and how fast it is coming. These contrasts are missing or distorted under artificial lights at night. Open up a 3-second following distance and allow more distance to pass and to be passed. Use your high beam. Get all the light you can. Use your high beam whenever you are not following or meeting a car. Wear reflective materials. Be flexible about lane position. Change to whatever portion of the lane is best able to help you see, be seen, and keep an adequate space cushion. Keep your distance. A close motorcycle group takes up less space on the highway, is easier to see, and is less likely to be separated. However, it must be done properly. Staggered formation. This is the best way to keep ranks close yet maintain an adequate space cushion. The leader rides in the left side of the lane, while the second rider stays 1 second behind in the right side of the lane. A third rider maintains in the left position, 2 seconds behind the first rider. The fourth rider would keep a 2-second distance behind the second rider. This formation keeps the group close and permits each rider a safe distance from others ahead, behind, and to the sides. Passing in formation. Riders in a staggered formation should pass one at a time. First, the lead rider should pull out and pass when it is safe. After passing, the leader should return to the left position and continue riding at passing speed to open room for the next rider. When the first rider passes safely, the second rider should move up to the left position and watch for a safe chance to pass. After passing, this rider should return to the right position and open up room for the next rider. Some people suggest that the leader should move to the right side after passing a vehicle. This is not a good idea. It encourages the second rider to pass and cut back in before there is a large enough space cushion in front of the passed vehicle. It is simpler and safer to wait until there is enough room ahead of the passed vehicle to allow each rider to move into the same position held before the pass. Single file formation. It is best to move into a single file formation when riding curves, turning, entering, or leaving a highway. Animals. Motorcycles seem to attract dogs. If you are chased, shift down and approach the animal slowly. As you approach it, speed up and leave the animal behind. Do not kick at the animal. Keep control of your motorcycle, and look to where you want to go. Intersections. The greatest potential for conflict between you and other traffic is at intersections. An intersection can be in the middle of an urban area or at a driveway on a residential street, anywhere traffic may cross your path of travel. Over half of motorcycle car collisions are caused by drivers entering a rider's right of way. Oncoming cars that turn left in front of you, and cars on side streets that pull into your lane are the two biggest dangers. There are no guarantees that others see you. Never count on eye contact as a sign that a driver will yield. Too often, a driver looks right at a motorcyclist and still fails to see him. The only eyes that you can count on are your own. If a car can enter your path, assume that it will. Increase your chances of being seen at intersections. Ride with your headlight on in a lane position that provides the best view of oncoming traffic. Provide a space cushion around the motorcycle that permits you to take evasive action. As you approach the intersection, select a lane position to increase your visibility to the driver. Cover the clutch and both brakes to reduce reaction time. Reduce your speed. After entering the intersection, move away from oncoming vehicles preparing to turn. Do not change speed or position radically. The driver might think you are preparing to turn. Blind intersections. If you have a stop sign or stoplight, stop there first. Then edge forward and stop again, just short of where the cross traffic lane meets your lane. From that position, lean your body forward and look around buildings, parked cars, or bushes to see if anything is coming. Just make sure your front wheel stays out of the cross lane of travel while you're looking. Wobble. A wobble occurs when the front wheel and handlebars suddenly start to shake from side to side at any speed. Most wobbles can be traced to improper loading, unsuitable accessories, or incorrect tire pressure. Trying to accelerate out of a wobble will only make the cycle more unstable. Instead, grip the handlebars firmly, but don't fight the wobble. Close the throttle gradually to slow the motorcycle. Do not apply the brakes. Braking could make the wobble worse. Move your weight as far forward and down as possible. Pull off the road as soon as you can to fix the problem. Being passed. When you are being passed from behind or by an oncoming vehicle, stay in the center portion of your lane. Riding any closer to them could put you in a hazardous situation. Be aware of these dangers. Other vehicles, a slight mistake by you or the passing driver could cause a sideswipe. Extended mirrors. Some drivers forget that their mirrors hang out farther than their fenders. Objects thrown from windows. Even if the driver knows you are there, a passenger may not see you and might toss something on you or the road ahead of you. Blast of wind from larger vehicles, they can affect your control. You have more room for error if you are in the middle portion when hit by this blast than if you are on either side of the lane. Do not move into the portion of the lane farthest from the passing vehicle. It might invite the other driver to cut back into your lane too early.